there any further questions from any members of the committee? If not, I'll entertain a motion to pass as amended. Motion made by Senator Cunningham, seconded by?
Dozens of times a day in meeting rooms all over the state capitol, this is what you hear.
Clerk, please take the roll.
Lawmakers take turns sitting in front of a committee and pitching their bills.
Senator McCarter.
Their colleagues ask questions and then take a vote.
Senator Anderson.
Committee votes are not that big a deal.
Senator Sullivan.
If a bill fails to get enough yes votes, the sponsor can bring it back later.
Senator Menard.
And if it passes, that just means it's cleared to move on to the full House or Senate.
Senator Cunningham. And Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Very rarely does a simple committee vote end with a burst of emotion like this.
On that question, there being 7 yes votes and 3 no votes, none voting present, the motion passes and will be so reported.
Thank you very much.
What you're hearing is a room full of dreamers, accidental immigrants brought into the U.S. as young children, illegally, usually by their own parents. I made this recording almost a year ago, and these dreamers were applauding legislation designed to help them pay for college. See, under current law, public universities in Illinois are prohibited from providing grants, scholarships, work-study jobs, most forms of financial assistance to undocumented immigrants.
I think if we use examples might kind of help illustrate this a little bit better.
That's Senator Bill Cunningham, a Democrat from Chicago.
So my daughter's a senior in high school. She's going to attend a state university next year. And I know that she's much smarter than I was at that age. She got a good score on her ACT. So the university she's going to is going to give her a $1,000 tuition waiver because she reached a certain level. My understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that a classmate of hers who is undocumented, who got the same score on the ACT she did, would not be eligible for that tuition waiver right now. So another waiver my daughter qualifies for is because she got good grades. There's a $2,000 tuition waiver for that too that she qualifies for, but one of her classmates who is undocumented wouldn't qualify for. So that's $3,000 in incentives. It lowers the tuition bill we're gonna have to pay next year that we're eligible for, but a student that got the same grades and the same scores my daughter wouldn't get.
Dreamers aren't the only people pushing this legislation. Illinois' 9 public universities are too.
I'm Candace Mueller, Director of External Relations for IBHG. Yes, we support this bill. We slipped in support of the bill. We've always been in support of the bill.
Okay, good.
Senator John Sullivan, a Democrat from Rushville, asked Mueller to verify what the students had told the committee.
To my earlier question about whether a public university could currently offer scholarships or tuition waivers to an undocumented, is that true that it can only be done with private dollars?
That is my understanding. I worked with a fine student leader who actually was the chair of our IBHE Student Advisory Committee, who attended the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana. And he was an undocumented student who had been a transfer student from Elgin Community College, and he was denied any opportunity to apply for any additional funding. But he really had financial needs, and there just was not any funds available for the university to offer him to apply for, not to automatically get, as we've talked about, but to at least be eligible to be considered for.
Still applying.
Okay, thank you.
Despite approval in that committee last year and even passage in the Senate, that measure died in the House. This year, however, it's been revived thanks to State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth, a Democrat from Peoria. She persuaded the Latino caucus to add a paragraph including another group shut out of financial assistance, students who have been convicted of drug-related offenses.
Drug convictions are the only convictions that prevent an individual from being able to advance their education at the higher education level. The reason why that's, I think, an important distinction is because an individual who is convicted of rape, murder, those individuals have the ability to get financial aid, the same aid that we're trying to give access to nonviolent drug offenders, that same access.
Time out. So if you're convicted of rape, you can get financial aid from a college?
Technically, yes.
But if you're convicted of having a small amount of marijuana
you are discriminated against and you are not allowed to get assistance from that university.
The application for federal student aid, Pell Grants, for example, requires students to report all drug convictions. If a student has a conviction during a time when they're receiving financial aid, they're automatically disqualified for receiving aid for the next few years. And since Pell is used as the benchmark for most need-based aid, if you don't qualify for Pell, you're pretty much out of luck. Drug offenses are the only crimes to carry this extra punishment.
Let's take this trip down memory lane. We have all become aware of what happened during the war on drugs and the kinds of penalties that were put on the books during that era.
The fact that a nonviolent drug offense is the only crime that can disqualify you from, you know, tuition waivers and things like that is so, it sounds
racist.
Really...
This fella is racist. That's why, well, I said on the record, this is a relic from the drug war.
So the same legislation, I remember watching it in some committee last session, and at that point, it was only about DACA students. It was about Dreamers, and I don't remember seeing you there.
I wasn't. I wasn't there.
When did you and Representative Hernandez decide to team up?
This has been ongoing for almost 2 years with Representative Hernandez. I made it very clear that I was willing to support her legislation. I thought her legislation was important, but I also shared with her that it was incredibly important to me that this being an inclusive bill. It's a powerful statement to have a Hispanic legislator from Chicago and a African-American legislator that just happens to be from downstate Illinois. I think that it is important for people to see that we can work together.
Last week, the measure cleared committee and moves on to the House floor. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.